This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
This is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on ESPN Plus. Barton Hahn is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. I'm Amber Wilson, filling in for Alan Hahn, who is hosting KJM today, alongside Bart Scott, of course. You can tweet to us at BartScott57, at Amber W Sports. You can also join the conversation on the call-in line. Give us a call, 888-SAY-ESPN. We were asking you, who's going to miss who more? Aaron Rodgers missing Devontae Adams or Devontae Adams missing Aaron Rodgers? Give us a call, 888-729-3776. But we are in the midst of our ESPN Radio Two-A-Days. It is time for us to break down the Houston Texans.
This is ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days, the Houston Texans.
If you're the Houston Texans, how are you complicit in this, allegedly, when it comes to Deshaun Watson, that you allowed this to go on with 66 women in a 17-month period? People want their NFL on Sundays, Mondays, Thursdays. They don't want real life getting in the way of the National Football League. But that doesn't mean you're blind to what potentially went on with a dude that many people thought could be one of your faces of the league at that position when it comes to Deshaun Watson, the quarterback.
They feel Davis Mills is the quarterback moving forward. The way Davis Mills progressed, how highly rated he was coming out of high school, put up some great numbers. He was the second best rookie quarterback in the NFL. They are moving forward with Davis Mills.
We know the Houston Texans got away from the Deshaun Watson situation. They're getting sued right now, by the way, from one of the accusers who has now sued the Houston Texans directly because she claims that they facilitated what happened there allegedly with Deshaun Watson. But Watson will not be, of course, the quarterback of the Houston Texans. He won't even be sitting out another season. He will be maybe sitting out for the Browns if, in fact, he is suspended. Davis Mills will be the starter again for the Houston Texans. It's kind of strange, Bart, because Mills walks into a weird situation. I mean, second year in the league, he showed flashes there during his rookie season when nobody expected him to. But a lot of people expect that they'll be looking for a new quarterback in 2023. They certainly got a haul of picks in return for Deshaun Watson. They can easily address the quarterback situation. These quarterback drafts moving forward are supposed to be better than this one. So they rock with Davis Mills right now. I mean, is there anything Davis Mills can do this season to prove to you that the Texans should just stick with him?
Well, you have to ask yourself, what do you think of Davis Mills? If Davis Mills would have been in this year's draft, he would have been maybe the first pick. You know, it was arguments that he probably should have stayed in school one more year. But we knew that he was a first-round talent, and I think he fared. The Texans were in some very close games last year, and, you know, it was because he played, you know, outstanding. Now, I didn't understand the change at the helm. If you're just going to hire somebody off of David Culley's staff, why not just keep David Culley, who I feel didn't get a fair shake? And sometimes my mom say, well, if you can't say something nice about anybody, don't say anything. But you guys, I'm contractually obligated to say something, so I'm going to say it. When you look at them, you have to ask yourself the leadership, the power structure. Like, what are they doing? You know, we talk about, you know, we've heard the stories about, you know, Jack Easterby, also Nick Caserio. You know, they have to get this organization going in the right direction, and it has to start with not being seen as an organization that is dysfunctional and not having a lot of order. Can they come back and can Lovie Smith, you know, harness his days in Chicago and become a head coach that can kind of get everybody on the same page and toe on the line in the right direction? You know, they had a decent draft. They made the trade for Laremy Tunsil. They gave up a lot of picks, you know, with the Deshaun Watson trade, getting three first-round picks. You have the draft equity to be able to go and get one of these touted, you know, quarterbacks that's coming out next year, whether C.J. Stroud or the other quarterbacks that are named or highly rated. This is supposed to be a quarterback draft. And, you know, with this team, they may not win a lot of games, so they should have a high draft pick. So it's going to give them options. So if Davis Mills becomes a guy, then what would that Houston Texans pick be to be able to add and acquire more first-round draft picks for somebody who needs to move up to get a quarterback? So that remains to be seen. You know, they really shook up the draft. I was doing the draft for ESPN, and when they took Derek Stingley, everybody, you know, kind of gasped. And not that he's not a great talent, but he hadn't played a lot in the last couple of years. You know, had some injuries, set out for COVID. But he is a talented player. And you think about Lovie Smith and all his defenses that cover two defense. You know, think about Peanut Tillman. You think about corners that can also create turnovers and interceptions, but also set the edge, because in a cover two type of defense, the corner is forced, meaning that it's his job to force the run game back to the linebackers. You know, so Lovie Smith seems like he had his fingerprints all over this draft. You know, bringing in Kenyon Green to go next to Laremy Tunsil, left side, strong side. Let's see if they can turn the corner, but I expect them to be third or fourth fighting with Jacksonville. They're in a weaker division, not a lot of depth past the top two teams, and maybe they can make some noise for themselves, but this is definitely a new rebuild whenever you lose a quarterback like Deshaun Watson.
Most people think Nick Caserio nailed this draft. I'm surprised that you're so apprehensive about Stingley Jr. That actually wasn't the impression I got.
Well,
the sauce
was a beast. Sauce was a beast.
You just love sauce.
You got sauce
Gardner. You just love you love that. I mean, also best nickname in that draft by far. But Davis Mills is kind of in a weird situation because, like you mentioned, there's only so good the Texans can be. Like, they're going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL again this season. And so now you know that because of that Deshaun Watson trade, that they have a first rounder in this next draft in 23. So they will have access potentially to the Bryce Youngs and the CJ Stroud and the Will Levis of the world, right? And so because of that, they could easily address that quarterback position then. Unless Davis Mills blows them out of the water this season, in which case, then sure, you take that 2023 first rounder and you continue to build around Mills, even if you're in a quarterback heavy draft in this upcoming one, like it's expected to be. I just feel like it's stacked against Mills because you're talking about a sophomore campaign on a very bad team. Now, given last season, again, he surprised us on also a very bad team, but I wonder if the bar was just kind of so low there, Bart, that we were just like surprised with anything. Like anybody doing anything kind of okay last season, that we bought into it maybe a little bit too much. I don't know if we're going to be able to properly evaluate Davis Mills this season.
Yeah, and if that's the case, then he won't get a fair opportunity. He's going to be a backup and maybe have an opportunity. But if they're taking somebody that high the next year and they're giving up, you know, the good thing is they may have the number one overall pick, so they won't have, they'll be able to use that other first round draft pick to be able to get, you know, another talented player, because we don't see them being like outside the top 10 where they have to use that draft equity to move up. You know, but, you know, stranger things have happened. And let's see if Nick Caserio and Lovie Smith can rally the troops and get them all, you know, playing football the right way. The expectations are low. So, if they are able to add two wins to the win total last year, they kept some veterans that were surprising for me. They let me know that, okay, they want to, you know, keep Brandon Cooks at 28 years old, you know, 9 seasons in the league, but always going over 1,000 yards. They decided to keep him so that, you know, when he could have been a trade chip for a younger player to be able to have an opportunity to build young. This tells me that they want to try and win. They didn't want to tell their locker room that we're going to strip it all down to the studs and build it back up. They're going to try and win. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, they've done that.
Yeah, but they could have cashed in Laremy Tunsil, right? Young player, but a little older. They could have cashed in a guy like Brandon Cooks. You know, Brandon Cooks only pulled in like 25 first round draft picks. You know, he's been traded. I don't understand how this guy gets traded so much. This guy just goes for 1,000 yards every year with different quarterbacks, and then he's there for 1 or 2 years. They decided, and he decided to cash in and stay with them for a long term when he could have created value in a lot of different positions and a lot of different teams. You know, so this tells me that they're going to try and win. They're not going to try and tank all the way. They're going to try and actively rebuild and win some games at the same time.
We see you on the call in line, Robert, Neil, Glenn. Keep those calls coming. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We were asking you who is going to miss who more, Aaron Rodgers or Davante Adams. But we are in the midst of our ESPN Radio Two-A-Days. We are breaking down the Houston Texans right now. Bart, Caesars over-under wins for the Texans is at 4.5. Do you think that would you take the over or the under on 4.5 right now for the Houston Texans?
I'll take the over, because all they have to do is beat Jacksonville twice, which may be more difficult this year than next year because Doug Peterson is there. But I'll go 5 wins. I think they'll go 5 wins because they did play hard last year. They have, synergy because they still have a familiar face in Lovie Smith. So I expect them to be better defensively, and I expect them to kind of sneak up on some teams that's going to underestimate, how hard they play, much like teams did the Lions last year.
The Jags were big spenders, though, this offseason. So like you said, maybe it won't be as easy this year. We don't know. It's all going to come down to Trevor Lawrence there. It's all going to come down to Davis Mills, frankly, here for the Houston Texans. Coming up, Who's going to miss more, who more? We get to those phone calls about Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. But first, Bart's going to tell us about Dollar Shave Club.
Oh, wow. You ever had a shave so noticeably smooth that people want to touch it? I mean, like a friendly pat on the cheeks turns into a full-on cheek rub. Well, it's the kind of shave that Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor can get you. The Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor brings noticeably smooth shaves and 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. The Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor is here to get your chin noticed. And it comes at a fair price. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at DollarShaveClub.com or in stores.
Amber Wilson filling in for Alan Hahn here on Bart and Hahn. So we were talking about Aaron Rodgers' new ink. It's so deep. It's so deep. Go ahead and
Google
it.
Looks like a treasure map.
It's like a treasure map. There's constellations, there's lions, there's eyeballs. Just go check it out if you haven't gotten a chance to see. I mean, it's a nice tattoo. Like, the artistry of it is legit.
Did you just look at, the back of a dollar or a coin or something, a pirate coin, and just say, put this on my arm?
Yes, it does.
It's a cry for help, though. Like I said, it's a cry for help. I've been.
Well, there's a lot of things about Aaron Rodgers that feel a little bit like a midlife crisis lately, right? But who knows? I mean, he's doing just fine. Maybe not in terms of his receiver core, though, because, of course, he lost his favorite target in Davante Adams. It was Devontae's choice to go play with his boy, Derek Carr, his college teammate, back in Las Vegas. So we've been asking you on the call-in line who's going to miss who more. You can give us a call, 888-SAY-ESPN. Robert is in Oakland. Robert, is Aaron Rodgers going to miss Devontae more or the opposite?
Hey, how's it going? First time caller. I'll say it'll be Davante Adams that will have a better season than Aaron Rodgers. Like Bart said, he got a full new squad. He's not at OTA. You know, you need repetition with these guys. You need, you know, timing to get down. Whereas you have Derek Carr on the other side, one of the most accurate quarterbacks last year. And these guys were practicing during the offseason when Davante Adams was on a whole new team. So they have a lot. They have a full relationship. You got the tight end Waller that's going to attract and make the defensive go that way. And then you have, of course, Hunter Renfrow running triple, quadruple routes.
Yeah, it's funny, Bart, because nobody so far and from these phone calls that we've taken thinks that Devontae is going to miss Aaron more. And I guess in part it's because of the respect that Derek Carr commands in the league, his leadership, the vet presence. I guess people feel like the fall off there is going to be less than it's going to be for Aaron Rodgers with those young receivers now that he's throwing to.
Yeah, I just think our earlier caller hit the nail right on the head when he talked about, you know, the drop off between, you know, Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers is less than a drop off from, say, Allen Lazard and Davante Adams. It's a bigger drop off.
Yeah. I think that both of these guys, the reality is there's going to be a drop off, right? On both sides. Like Derek Carr is not Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Derek Carr is not a back to back 2-time MVP. We are not there with Derek Carr. Like, he is not as good of a quarterback as Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, played together in college and it looked great.
But when you look at, like, you know, the synergy, when you have a guy that you can get the ball to and it's hard to double him because you have, like, elite talent in Darren Waller and Renfrew, who's, you know, you got to try and bracket him in a slot, but also Darren Waller and what he can do, it's going to be able to get more favorable matchups, kind of like how last year the Rams were able to use Cooper Kupp. Like, it's hard to be able to get hands on him because you don't know where he's going to be and you can't disregard the other guys. Like, you know, you think about the supporting cast, you know, in Oakland, in Las Vegas, you know, it's better than the cast of elite players that he had around him when he was with Green Bay. So it's going to mean more favorable matchups, you know, more opportunities to be open. And you think about it, you know, also they're going to throw the ball, I think, a little bit more there, because when you think about the competition that they have, it's going to be a lot of points scored within that division, and the beneficiary is going to be the receivers.
Neil is in the Bronx. Neil, who you got, Aaron Rodgers or Davante Adams in this equation?
Good afternoon, Bart, Amber. Thank you for taking my call. Aaron Rodgers is the one who's going to be hurting, because maybe you guys could chime in on this. And I got one more question to ask Bart. Who is going to be his go-to guy when he needs that definite first down?
Well, it's supposed to be Randall Cobb.
Bart, I was listening to your show yesterday on the best live movies. I'm surprised none of you guys mentioned the gangster comedy movie Oscar.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that was dope though. But when you got to pick five, you got to go with Rocky and Rambo, right? That's one. Tango and Cash was just something unique for me. That's part of my childhood. You know, as I grew up in the '80s, and then you know, you look at Demolition Man. I think we're living Demolition Man now with all this metaverse stuff. You know what I mean? And Taco Bell, the only thing that survived. You know, I think in this reality, Chick-fil-A may be the only thing that survives. You know what I mean? I think we headed for a world that's more similar to Demolition Man. So I had to throw that in there. And Wesley Snipes, man, come on, man, with the blonde hair, looking like Chad Ochocinco. You know what I mean? It was gangsta.
This segment took a swerve that I was not researched for. I don't think I've seen a single one of those movies.
Well, it was Sly's birthday. It was Sly's birthday.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was his birthday. I think he turned 74. And then we had one lady call up and talk about his first adult film video that she said she rented during a bachelorette party.
Okay.
And she said she had one word to describe it. And she said, deflated.
Okay. All right. Lance is
Nancy,
in Ohio.
Nancy, yesterday. We feel you, Lancy.
Lance is in Ohio. Lance, who you got, Aaron Rodgers or Devontae Adams? Who's going to miss who more? Save me from this.
Well, actually, I like this topic because my favorite team is actually the Packers. But I'll tell you who's going to miss who more. Devontae Adams is going to miss Aaron Rodgers more when Aaron Rodgers sends him that postcard from the Super Bowl after they win the Super Bowl and goes off in the sunset. And he's going to be like, greetings from Hawaii, with a big heavy ring on his other finger. And Devontae Adams is in a stacked division. There's no way they're going to win that division. The Chargers are taking that division.
Well,
they're not even going to make the playoffs this year.
So, Lance, you've got your Packers winning
right,
the
of
Super
course.
Bowl
right.
because
yeah,
of
Super
the division
Bowl. Yeah.
surrounding Las Vegas. I guess you don't have any concerns about all the pieces you lost. Yeah. And Bart, I don't even think, like you said earlier, Aaron Rodgers went after the bag. I don't actually know if he cares. I think we all care a lot more about talking about the lack of Lombardi trophies for a dude who's still at the top of his game and a back-to-back MVP than he does, because if he cared that much about it, would he have stayed? Yeah. I don't know.
No. We look at the GOAT. Every year he takes a little bit less so he can retain a couple of players that he needs to be successful, because he knows at the end of the day, you know, he's playing a different game. I think that Tom Brady was playing a different game than Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers, you know, Peyton Manning, they weren't willing to sacrifice a little money. They wanted every dime they felt like they were worth. But you think about it, when you talk about legacy and greatest of all time, that comes with something that money can't buy. Right, that's being put on that route Mount Rushmore. And right now, when you look at Aaron Rodgers and where his career is, you would ultimately say that it was a major disappointment. You know, you can take all the MVPs, but at the end of the day, can you say that he's better than Peyton Manning? No. Can you say he's better?
But everybody
than,
does, right? Like
no,
everybody
no.
says
talent wise and throwing wise, you can say
yes.
that. But you know, we rank by winning championships, and he hasn't passed Peyton Manning, hasn't passed Ben Roethlisberger, hasn't passed Eli Manning. He's still there trying to chase, you know, to me, Drew Brees, right?
But there's nobody that doesn't think Aaron Rodgers is better than Big Ben, right?
Or better than no, Eli. No, I don't know.
When we talk about greatest quarterbacks
if it comes to winning a game, if you got to pick somebody to win you a game and win you a playoff game, I mean, this dude has lost to Jimmy G twice. What do we think about Jimmy Garoppolo? Like, when you know, that last caller talking about Aaron Rodgers going to come win a championship, he better hope that Jimmy G gets traded, because he can't win. How many playoff games have they lost at home under Aaron Rodgers? You don't see that with great quarterbacks losing playoff games at home. I thought the Lambeau Field was supposed to be the advantage. I thought the weather was supposed to be the advantage. They get their ass kicked in the playoffs at Lambeau Field. Giants came there and kicked that ass. You think about, you know, Jimmy G came there and kicked that ass. Everybody can get something. He's the can man when it comes to the playoffs.
I don't disagree with you that he's been a major disappointment in the postseason overall, but I also just hear everybody tell me that Aaron Rodgers, I mean, a lot of people tell me Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback of this generation. I mean, there are people that have him above Tom Brady. Everybody has had him for so many years that it doesn't seem to matter that he's not out here winning more Lombardi trophies.
Nah.
They're buying into the tattoo. They're buying into the depth.
No.
Bart Scott, they're buying into what Aaron Rodgers is selling. Trey is in New Jersey.
Trigger.
Trey, are you buying into it?
I'm buying it. Like, I'd rather go with Aaron Rodgers than Devontae Adams, because just look at, what was it, Jordy Nelson? He was like a all-pro wide receiver, little white dude, when he was running around with Aaron Rodgers. He went to the Raiders. He was trash.
You know, Aaron Rodgers, he was old. He was also old as hell. Like, what are you talking about?
Okay, whether he was old or not, Aaron Rodgers made that man. Like, Devontae Adams, like, he a good receiver. He ain't going to go over there and do what he was doing in Green Bay.
How much you want to bet?
I'm a Dallas fan, man. We can bet whatever, man. Ain't that with somebody.
So you're a Dallas fan.
Be careful there, Trey. Be careful.
You don't think that Amari Cooper is going to eat just as much going to Deshaun Watson as he is coming from Dak Prescott?
I didn't say that, did it?
They're not Aaron Rodgers, man. Hold up,
Deshaun Watson ain't Aaron Rodgers, man.
Hold up, Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers. I would argue and say yes. I would definitely.
Okay, how about this?
Deshaun Watson's top five, top three.
Well, let me ask you, Trey. Thanks for the call. Let me ask you this, Bart: is Tyreek going to look like Tyreek with Tua throwing to him instead of Patrick Mahomes?
Nah, see, but that's totally different. See, that's totally different.
You have Derek Carr so much above Tua, you don't even know Tua. Tua could be good this season.
Was Tua an MVP candidate before in his career?
Okay, but Aaron Rodgers actually won them.
But I got it. But, you know, that's subjective at times, too. I mean, we could have said that Tom Brady could have won it last year as well. You know, MVPs are subjective sometimes, and sometimes that's about, you know, being able to get momentum. When you think about momentum when it comes to media and big games, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers also plays in a horrible division that he's able to own all those other teams within his division, especially the Bears. He plays against the Bears, the Vikings, and I mean, I'll put up MVP numbers too. When he goes against good teams, what does he do? He loses.
Under center, you'd put up MVP numbers?
Hmm?
Under center, you'd put up MVP numbers if you played in his division?
Man, anybody, listen, it is going to be a vortex when he leaves there. I mean, he's going against Jared Goff. He's going against Kirk Cousins on primetime games, and he's going against Justin Fields. I mean, well, you should eat six games out the year. You should eat.
Well, we'll see how this one pans out. You can give us a call, 888-SAY-ESPN. Coming up next, though, we are going to switch sports. Zion got paid. Speaking of players taking the bag, but he has yet to prove he's an actual winner. That's next. This is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Ooh, we got stadium during a break.
This is Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio. A massive argument between me and Bart broke out because Bart had the audacity during the break to say Jimmy Butler's not a superstar.
Well, he's a star. He's a Paul George star. He's the second tier.
I mean, coming off of these plays.
I know. Listen, we're going basketball anyway. We're going basketball.
We are about to go basketball.
So we can stay here. So we can stay here a little bit if you want to, Amber.
We're about to do a little Zion Williamson. I don't know if people are as interested in this conversation
about
Jimmy Butler as this Miami Heat girl is, but I do think coming off of what they just did, Bart knew which buttons to press with me, you know?
They got bounced by Boston.
Hold on. They barely got – Jimmy drives to that basket. They're in the NBA Finals. Got bounced. Come on.
Listen.
Act like Boston dominated.
They're supposed to be in great shape. What you mean? Kyle Lowry, Nicki Minaj, y'all didn't get him in shape. Y'all got Bam out of the bayou.
I'm not trying to defend Kyle Lowry.
Y'all got Bam out of the bayou. Tyler Hero didn't show up. Duncan Robinson, who knows what his future is.
Jimmy was out there doing it by him damn self. And because of that, that man should be given the superstar credit. Because I agree with you. Bam didn't show up the way that he should have showed up in that Boston series. And Kyle Lowry is out of shape. Just ask Pat Riley. You could tell in his postseason press conference that he was not happy about that.
That's why I call
him Nicki
Minaj.
Also, why they're out there flirting with the Jalen Brunsons of the world, right? They're sending a clear message to Lowry. And Tyler Hero, the sixth man of the year, didn't show up the way that he should have showed up.
He looked like Zoolander. So he looked like he was more interested in some type of model runway Zoolander fight or something. He was out there with the shoulder pads.
He's got the swag. But Jimmy Butler is out there doing it by himself.
I bet that helps my argument.
That doesn't hurt my argument, Bart Scott. They almost made it to an NBA Finals on the back of Jimmy Butler.
Let's ask the peoples. Because, listen, I watched my team, the Detroit Pistons, win championships without superstars. Rasheed Wallace was good.
How long ago was that? Was I alive?
Oh, disrespectful. Yeah, he beat Shaq and Kobe in like 2004, 2005. Mm. We got three of them things. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's 2022, right?
Yeah. When's the last
Miami
time?
Miami were just in the finals. Yeah, but two years ago.
Are we talking about appearances? Are we talking about appearances? Because John Elway's career was a bust.
Don't worry, he went to the championship four times. Also in this decade. So we got three, sweetheart.
That's what it is. Sweetheart, when you go walk a flock.
I hardly remember. I hardly remember those championships. But you can give us a call, 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776. Amber Wilson filling in for Alan Hahn here on Bart and Hahn. I did want to bring up a basketball discussion with you, though. Not that one. Zion Williamson. That man got paid, Bart Scott. And he got paid for a guy who, frankly, doesn't play much basketball. Presumably, he got that potential Supermax extension to play basketball. My question to you is he going to play basketball?
I believe so. I think he knows and he sees that this team is headed in the right direction. The addition of C.J. McCollum kind of took them to another level. What Brandon Ingram has done, you know, becoming a Jimmy Butler-style type of superstar, you know, being a guy that can elevate teams and teammates. They gave the Suns all that they wanted last year, and that was without Zion. So now, listen, a lot of stars' careers have started this way, right? When you look at what happened with Joel Embiid, was in a similar situation, couldn't stay healthy his first couple of years, decided to get in shape, started to take his conditioning seriously, and look what he's been the last couple of years. I think Zion is in the same boat. And at some point, when you think about from a New Orleans standpoint, you have to start keeping your superstars. This is an organization that lost Chris Paul. This is an organization that lost Anthony Davis. You can't keep having number one overall picks or top 10 picks walk out the door. You have to retain some of your talent. And we know that he's talented. We saw what he was able to do, understand Van Gundy, being able to be that point forward. Now, how does he mesh with this current roster? Because we didn't see him play this year with him. But I'm not concerned. I think sometimes these young guys have to learn how to become pros and have to learn how some guys struggle at the table. You know, sometimes that's their biggest thing. They can't really – look at what happened to Shaquille O'Neal. What would Shaquille O'Neal had have been if he would have took his conditioning seriously like Giannis or like LeBron James, right? We would be talking about Shaquille O'Neal as the greatest basketball player of all time because he was a dominant force, but that shelf life wasn't as long. And if Zion Williamson doesn't learn how to take care of his body and become a professional when it comes to being able to take care of his body, which is what he makes his money off of, then his shelf life is going to be short. It's going to be a supernova because he's capable of showing us things that we've never seen somebody his size do. He's on a pogo stick, right? He's out there like Sean Kemp. He's on a pogo stick. He's able to do some great things. You look at his shot chart. Everybody knows that he's going to get inside of the paint. They just can't stop him from getting there. Looking at a Zion game shot chart, It's like looking at Pac-Man. Like, they're all right, bunched up right next to each other inside of the paint. You know, but can he take it to the next level? And, you know, when you look at, you know, he also put some, you know, some protections in there for the Pelicans as well. They have, you know, protections about games played, right? He has to make it a supermax this season. He has to become an all NBA player, which is saying that he has to have one of the best seasons of his career and be considered one of the best players for him to get that supermax. So I think it was the proper amount of incentives in there to make sure that he wants to stay on the court.
It's a $193 million deal. And if I was a Pelicans fan, I would be real apprehensive about my team having to hand him that. But they had to hand him that. Because like you said, you can't let the potential talent, you can't let your former number one overall pick back in 2019, you can't let him walk out the door. And there was already those rumblings back from when he got drafted that he didn't want to be in New Orleans. You saw what he could do in snippets. And because he gave you that little taste, like, you had to sign up for it.
Right.
And you had to give him a potential Superman. But I wouldn't feel good about it if I was New Orleans. He's played 85 games in three seasons, Bart Scott. 85 games in three seasons. Here's Zion Williamson, though, the Pelicans forward on re-signing with the New Orleans Pelicans.
On my birthday last year is when I found out I broke my foot. And I was out the whole year. It was a tough year. And then for the Pelicans to come give me this birthday gift, I'm not going to let them down. I'm not going to let the city down. I'm not going to let my family down. And most of all, I'm not going to let myself down. So just thank you.
Well, let's hope not. You've got to keep yourself in shape. You've got to try to do everything you can to keep those injuries at bay, because it doesn't matter how much talent you have. If you can't be out there on the court, then this career isn't going to end up working out in the NBA. Right now, if I'm the Pelicans, I'm glad that I drafted, or if I'm the Pelicans, I'm not so happy that I drafted Zion over Ja, right? Like, if I'm the Grizzlies, I love how that draft fell to me.
Yeah,
and,
but that's
pretty remarkable
history.
To say.
I mean, that's a revisionist history a little bit. I think it's a marathon, not a sprint, right? And I think Ja, I have some of the same concerns about Ja as I have about Zion Williamson. They're so explosive that you worry about that knee injury coming. You know, when I see Ja Morant, at times I see Russell Westbrook, and sometimes I see Derrick Rose. And it scares me how often he hits the ground and how violent in which he jumps. So I think I have the same concerns about both players. And if, you know, It's Ja's turn to get injuries, and then and Zion has a couple of good seasons, you know, we'll be saying something totally different.
That's fair. But it just feels like with Zion, though, some of it might be his dedication to keeping himself in shape. With Ja, it's just how he plays. It has nothing to do with him keeping himself in shape.
We've seen Joel Embiid make the change. We've seen Draymond Green make the change. We're waiting to see if Luka can make the change, because he's the ultimate dad bod. You talk about mac and cheese.
That's like
the basketball version of mac and cheese. No, he's always hurt. Every time he gets touched in the playoffs, he got some type of Kevlar tape on his shoulder. Ooh, or his calf hurt. Like, bro, why don't you just get your ass in shape? You know what I mean?
Luka's out here representing for the dad bods. That's according to Bart Scott. Don't put my name on that one. The Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. Coming up next, are the Timberwolves championship contenders next year as after the moves that they have made this offseason? This is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
We know that Baker Mayfield is no longer, finally, on the Cleveland Browns roster. He is in Carolina. That leaves Deshaun Watson, who might be suspended for an entire year, Bart, and Jacoby Brissett. And so you assume that it's going to be Brissett starting under center for that team. But a lot of people don't find Jacoby Brissett to be the type of starter that you can rock with for an entire season. So let's assume, because we don't know how long Deshaun Watson is going to be suspended for. We do know the NFL wanted an indefinite suspension minimum year. So let's say Sue Robinson agrees with the NFL. She rules Watson's out for the entire season. Should the Browns at that point consider trading for Jimmy Garoppolo because they don't believe in Brissett?
Nah, not at all. I mean, I understand that maybe they got some money off the books. But I believe in Brissett. But Brissett is much like a good backup. He's good in moderation. It's not good for an entire season. I can't see Deshaun Watson getting suspended for a year. I think, you know, the precedent was kind of set with Ben Roethlisberger. It was originally 8. I think it got knocked down to six. I can't see him, you know, being down the whole season. They have a good enough roster to win ugly with a running game and Jacoby Brissett just kind of being a facilitator. You know, you got a true number one in Amari Cooper. You got two tremendous tight ends, one of the best offensive lines in the game. I think you can have a lot of productivity. I think I would compare Jacoby Brissett to Baker Mayfield, you know, with, you know, really? Last year. As far, yeah, I mean, Jacoby Brissett can play well. You can do some things with Jacoby Brissett that you can't do with Baker Mayfield, the RPO game, you know, kind of like the Nick Foles type of game plan where when you have a running game like that. Like, listen, I went to an AFC championship with Mark Sanchez, and not really a knock on Mark Sanchez, but if you look at that roster, it's very similar to the one I went to the AFC championship with Mark Sanchez.
That's like saying to somebody, no disrespect, but I mean, that's kind of what you just did to Mark Sanchez.
Well, he was young. He was a baby. He didn't know that he didn't know. And Jacoby Brissett is where he was, if not farther advanced.
Well, Jacoby Brissett, I understand what you're saying there. And yeah, like the man's been in the league. He's also, you know, been in several stops here in the league. I just think it's funny when you say that he could be Baker because I just
Baker's not
think
good.
Of 2020 Baker Mayfield. Yeah, Baker's not good. Like, we've seen that man even win in the postseason. You remember what he was doing back in 2020. Do you remember the 11
wins
that season?
He was on the best. He had two of everything. Two top tight ends, two top receivers, two top running backs, the best offense line in the game, and that's the best you can get out of Baker Mayfield.
I don't think it's going to look any better with Jacoby Brissett. I think it's going to look worse because I'm one who thinks Baker Mayfield is better.
Well, the RPO game adds a different element, which is why they're moving on in San Francisco from Jimmy G.
Well, we will see where Jimmy G ends up. This is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. Barton Hahn is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. We are taking your phone calls on the call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We have some people, Bart, who want to chime in on this argument you and I were having about Jimmy Butler. It is July. This is what you do here on sports radio. Let's start with John in Charlotte. John, what do you got for me on Jimmy Butler?
Hey, Amber, what's up, Bart?
What up?
Hey, gotta go with you, Bart. Not a superstar. I like Jimmy, not a superstar. Check this out. So you got Chris Middleton, you got Drew Holiday, very happy to have players. Would you take Jimmy Buckets over them two? If you say yes, then he might be in the superstar. I don't call them superstars, but they have to have players.
Yeah, no, like to me, Jokic is a superstar. Giannis is a superstar. LeBron's a superstar. Kevin Durant's a superstar. Like the other guys, a lot of other guys are just stars, right? You got guys that are trying to become superstars in Jason Tatum and Devin Booker, but they're still just stars. Anthony Davis is one of those guys that teeters. Sometimes he's a superstar, and then sometimes he's just a good player he's just a star. You know, superstar, I think we throw that superstar label around too freely. You got to earn that superstar, and it's leased. It's not rented. I mean, it's rented. It's not owned.
Jimmy Butler is coming off of a historic postseason. I mean, historic. And
that's,
yeah,
that's
fine.
Beautiful.
Like, he's not. I'm not saying
somebody
that
else
he's
had to,
Giannis.
Somebody had to put the shots up.
I'm not saying he's Giannis, but if you pull the numbers in this postseason, he
numbers
was neck
lie.
And neck
numbers
with Giannis
lie.
In terms of biggest two-way impact during the postseason. That's the kind of postseason that Jimmy Butler is coming off of. Don't give me that look in the Zoom, Bart Scott. The numbers don't lie. You got the phrase
numbers
wrong.
Lie sometimes. The context.
Mel is in New Jersey. Mel, help me out, man. Is Jimmy Butler a superstar? Mel, you got us?
I can't see how you can't call Jimmy Butler. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, I can't see how you can't call Jimmy Butler a superstar. Every team he went to, he brought to the playoffs. Philadelphia, Timberwolves, Miami been a top three seed ever since been there. The top two or top three. Plus, he can put up 40 points anytime. He give you over 10 assists. He could drop a triple-double. He's a heart of
Mel,
a team.
Mel, can you I ask you this?
Preach, Mel. Hold on. Don't pop him down, Devin.
Started. Let me ask Mel this. Let me ask Mel, was Chauncey Billups a superstar?
I think Mel is gone.
Yeah, was Chauncey Billups a superstar? No. Mel, was Chauncey Billups a superstar? Was Chauncey Billups a superstar?
Listen,
I'm asking you a question. Was Chauncey Billups a superstar?
Listen, basketball is a hard sport, right? And I give Chauncey Billups
credit,
bro.
Was Chauncey Billups a superstar? He went to the All-Star games. He won a championship. Yeah. He put up 30, 40 points. He put up 30, 40 points in the playoffs.
Bart, is Jeremy Butler top five players in the East right now?
No.
You can't say that about Chauncey Butler.
No, he's not.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Hold on. No. Giannis, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, Kevin Durant, and you can – I wouldn't disrespect them by going James Harden because James Harden isn't the James Harden that we know.
You better
but
not.
But James Harden – hold up. James Harden, before he hurt the ankle, was right there with it.
No, we're not pulling James Harden, Houston Pete James Harden. Like, that was years ago.
Okay. Ice Trey. Okay, you want me to go Ice Trey? I go Ice Trey.
What? What?
Ice Trey averaged 28 points. Ice Trey averaged 28 points last season.
Pull up Jimmy Butler's numbers from the playoffs. Bart,
no, we're not talking about who had a couple who got hot in the playoffs. We're talking about the whole body
work. Double-digit games during the season. Nobody cares about the regular damn season, particularly the superstars.
That
makes Jimmy Butler even more of a superstar.
When Chauncey Billups got hot during their run of 5 years of dominance in the Eastern Conference, did you ever call him a superstar?
I loved Chauncey Billups, so I'm not.
Was he a superstar? Chauncey's my boy. Boy, I have Chauncey call up right now and say that he ain't no damn superstar.
Tell that man to his face he's not a superstar then.
Chauncey, my guy. Like, we know that. Superstars is for the elite. It's like all Hall of Famers aren't created equally
Jimmy
as well.
Butler is elite.
It's like calling Jimmy Butler a superstar is like calling Patrick Ewing a superstar.
No,
he was a Jimmy star. He was never a superstar.
Jimmy Butler is
hold on,
elite.
Okay. Who's is Jimmy Butler not the same as Patrick Ewing?
Season.
Patrick Ewing, Jimmy Butler.
Oh, man. You just want to go old school for this argument. I'm in 2022, and that man's a superstar.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.